Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government, discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Emily Shoemate. She is Youth Services Section Manager with the Fairfax County Park Authority. Warmer weather is on the way, thank goodness. And that means parents and kids are going to start thinking about summer camps. And, well, luckily, that's our topic of conversation today, the Park Authority's Spring and Summer Camps Program. Emily, thanks for being here on the County Conversation Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, a lot to talk about when we say the Parks Camps Program. Before we dive deep, I mean, what's like the overall arching thing you want our listeners to know about Parks Camps Programs?
Good question. There are several agencies within the county government that offer camps programs or school out programs. So I'm specifically with the Fairfax County Park Authority and our program. Mm-hmm. Our program is more focused on specialty camps. We do have some traditional day camps at some of our rec center facilities. We have a lot of different specialty camps that focus more on technology or performance, dance, movement, all sorts of tech in the STEM world. Lots of different sports activities as well.
Okay. All right. So it's not just summer camps, though. I think y'all offer like spring break camps and teacher workday camps and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, when school is out, we're in.
Okay.
We go basically year round at this point. We have teacher workday camps or schools out camps, as we're saying now, since those days have been changing over the past few years.
Right.
So we have school out camps. We have spring break, summer, winter break. Basically a year-round program at this point.
I read somewhere, some of the notes that I had, there was like more than 1,600 camp offerings across all these things.
That's right. Wow. We have over 50 locations, and we contract with almost 50 contract partners that we work with to offer these specialty camps as well. And across the entire county, we have tons of options for families. So 1,600. That number does include our spring teacher schools out camps, as well as spring break camp and summer for 2024.
Okay. So this obviously is not something the Park Authority staff can do by yourself. You mentioned the contractors. I'm assuming you hire like high school, college kids to help run camps, or am I wrong on that assumption?
So anybody who's working with camp kids, whether they're a contract partner or our own hired staff, are required to be 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
So we do background checks and things like that. They're 18-year requirement.
So how would they go about applying or getting a camp job if they're 18 and over?
Fantastic. We'd love to hear from them.
Okay.
On the Park Authority websites, on the camp websites, we have specific job links. So you can dive right through there to the open job opportunities, read the different job descriptions, see the pay rates, and even submit a request for more information or an application.
How important are these high school, college kid counselors, or whatever the word is you want to call them? I'm assuming there's different positions they can be, but how important are they to the program?
Oh, they're crucial. They are the program.
Okay.
Right? The energy that they bring and the expertise really serve to provide the campers across our whole system, the experience we want them to have, right? So we want them to be engaging in fun and be around adult counselors who are really engaging, who are subject matter experts sometimes, and really are there to provide a fun environment for the whole summer. And that's sometimes hard to do.
Right.
It's a long summer.
Right. Now, do they, like these, I'm gonna say kids, high school, college age, over 18, these kids have to have any special skills, any special requirements other than being over 18?
For our standard camp counselor jobs, if they've got any experience working with kids, it's preferable. But really, a lot of it is their personality, their energy, their availability. And oftentimes, we do get people who apply for these jobs that are majoring in some type of work with kids, but it's definitely not a requirement.
Definitely not be a job for me. I don't particularly like kids or care for kids all that much. I'm not really good with them, so that would rule me out. So I'm not going to apply. But the camps are not just for kids, though. I mean, I think there's also, what do you call them, adult camps?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So this year, we're piloting some adult age summer camps. We're offering them the week of July 1st through 3rd, 2024. So it's a short week. Some people may already have some days off. So if they want to take an extra couple days off, they might dive into some of these options. We have, I think, 6 different opportunities this summer for adult age camps, which is 18 and up, including pickleball. We have some outdoors camps as well that we're offering. So it's a way to kind of dive in and see if it's something you might want to try again.
You mentioned pickleball. Is that kind of one of the areas of interest? Or I was going to ask you what the topics of these adult camps would be.
Sure. Yeah. A few of them are pickleball that we're offering at one location that's a sports related. We also have some outdoor focused camps at Riverbend Park. So those are 2 different areas of the county that are going to offer opportunities if adults want to get out and play too.
Any highlights of the, let's go back to the main summer camps and away from the adult camps for a minute. Like the main summer camp program, we're talking here in March, and I know when my kids were growing up, when you were looking at summer and them being out of school, my wife and I would be like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with the kids all summer? So the summer camps were huge, important to me, and it's huge, important to every parent. And I think that's why there's such a huge rush to make sure when the registration date is open, you know, it's like a flood. So are there any dates that we need to know about right now in March as we're talking?
Sure. Our summer camp registrations, spring and summer camp registrations, have already opened.
Okay.
They're currently ongoing. If there are spaces available, customers are welcome to register. We have hundreds of spaces still available in our camps.
That's good.
Some of our most popular camps and the ones that have smaller capacity tend to fill quickly, but we still have lots of space. So we have resources on our website where customers can go and find which camps may still be available. They can search for available camps. So as far as registration, that's currently ongoing.
Okay.
Coming up soon on April 2nd, 2024, that's a Tuesday at 10 a.m., our waitlist option will open for camps. So at that time, if you found some camps you really like, or maybe you weren't able to get your first choice camp because it was full, you can join the waitlist, and then on that date, we'll start working the waitlist as we have other adjustments, cancellations to our summer camps.
I think it's a good time now to let you tell us the URL or the web address that folks can go to sign up or get more information, and we'll try to repeat it throughout the podcast.
So absolutely.
You've piqued my interest. I want to get my kids signed up. Where do I go?
The best place to go is fairfaxcounty.gov/parks, P-A-R-K-S, /camps, C-A-M-P-S. We have a great amount of information there, including our spring break and school day out camps, including our summer camps. There are some great tools you can use, including the search for activities to register. We also have a tool we provide. It's really a spreadsheet that customers can download and filter through that gives you more options. And we update availability there, so you can just filter through camps that are available. And that also can help with planning. We have searches for extended care options before and after school.
Okay.
If you have a specific question or a customer has a specific question they don't find the answer to on our website through these tools or FAQ, they can email.
Okay.
Camps, C-A-M-P-S, at fairfaxcounty.gov, and you'll get a pretty quick response there. And then if you're interested in registering and you prefer to talk to a person or you have questions about registration, we do have a call center for the Fairfax County Park Authority. It's the same number you would call for class registration. It's 703-222-4664.
Can you repeat that number again?
Sure. 703-222-4664.
Okay. So several different options there for you. Telephone, email, and online. Online, obviously, you can see what's available and then just go ahead and register right there, fairfaxcounty.gov/parks/camps.
Right.
You mentioned some camps have smaller capacity, maybe depending on the topic or the location. Some camps are hugely popular. Give me some highlights, top 3, 4. I mean, camps that always just seem to go gangbusters and, you know, are always hugely popular. What are we talking about topic-wise?
Sure. So some of the camps that fill quickly are the travel camps, excursion camps. So you go to a location, get in a van, and go to another location. And those might be travel mountain biking. They might be different type of excursions. And those fill quickly because you can only fit so many people in a van. Just 12 seats for campers in those vans. So they fill very quickly and they're incredibly popular. We also have some large capacity camps that are really popular. We have Ninja Obstacles and Tumbling. Ooh. That just seems to go incredibly crazy on the first day, even though we do take, several, 20, 30, 40 sometimes kids in those camps. They do seem to be very, very popular as well. Some of our more specialty camps at our most popular locations, Frying Pan Park, is a very popular location for some of our camps as well, as you get to interact with the animals and participate on the farm.
We'll dive more into popular programs, what's available, and all that kind of good stuff in just a minute, but I want to remind you that we're talking with Emily Shoemate. She is Youth Services Section Manager with Fairfax County's Park Authority. We're talking a fun topic today, Park Authority's spring and summer camps. Before we get back to summer camps, let's focus on the teacher, what do you call them, out of work teacher off days? What's the terminology?
We're going with student holidays.
Oh,
at
okay.
This point.
Student holidays. All right. Let's focus on that for a little bit. Let's talk about that. What do you want us to know?
Well, this year, Fairfax County Public Schools has their spring break from March 25th to 29th, 2024. And they also have school day off the following Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
So if you're planning for your typical spring break, which might be a week, maybe you're having a family trip, when you come back, don't be surprised that Fairfax County Public Schools are also off for the following Monday, Tuesday. That's August 1st and 2nd, 2024. Or sorry, April 1st and 2nd, 2024. So we are offering camps on those days, sometimes one day, sometimes 2 day. So that way you don't get caught up having to take more leave, possibly, when you just come back from a trip.
Now, we are talking early March. Ask the obvious question, space still available for the spring break camp and the 1 or 2 day camp after on the...
Yes, absolutely. We have spaces available on all of our...
I was
going to
say,
dates.
We shouldn't talk about it if there's no space available.
That's right.
So what kind of offerings there? I mean, is it the same typical type of offerings that you would have for summer camps?
Yes, it's the same typical range. We have less locations during that time because we don't have access to all the facilities we might use during the summer. And we don't have as many spaces available in our facilities during that time. But we absolutely offer across our Park Authority facilities almost 100 individual camps that week.
Wow. Okay. The same gamut, sports, nature, recreation. Are there any excursions, trips?
Typically, they aren't during that time of year just because the way the companies do their staffing for summer.
You mentioned early on when we started chatting about the camp program, you mentioned a lot of the specialty camps. Let's dive into that as well. I think, you know, my experience is my growing up, I had an athletic daughter, so it was sports camps, which... I just imagine are always hugely popular. But what about things like academic camps, you know, STEM, you know, that type of thing? Huge demand for that as well?
Yes, I was actually surprised coming into this role how incredibly popular our chess camps are.
Oh, gosh.
We have full-day chess camps that fill really well. We still have lots of space available. We have a huge range of STEM offerings, from introduction to drones or different coding, using systems that kids are used to, like Roblox and Minecraft. There's also STEM as it relates to music, as in beat making. So there's a huge range when we talk about STEM, whether we're talking about the science side, technology, the engineering side, or as we go into math, if you will. And we also have contract partners that offer entrepreneurial camps like Build Your Business or...
Sign me up for that one.
So there's such a wide range across our 1,600 offerings this spring and summer that I could go on and on.
Go on for a little bit more. Tell me a little bit more.
So let's see. We talked about the adult camps. We also have a lot of camps this summer that are geared a little bit older than we typically would run for a school school age.
Right.
So we have actually a wider range for that 14 to 17 year old this year, which is not typically our camp age. Sometimes those kids are working. Sometimes they're watching siblings.
What? Before you tell me about it, why?
So we have kind of a demand for activity for youth of this age during the summer.
Instead of them staying home.
Caregivers are looking for them to be doing something, right? So we have a couple options for them. For that 14 to 17 age group, we have DJ skills, advanced fishing, business and leadership, computer programming, golf, soccer camps. So a way to keep them active during the summer in an area that's really might be interested to them. And it's a little bit more specialized. So they really get to focus on something that they want to grow their own skills in.
That's cool.
We also have a counselor and training program that's geared for children 14 and up, where they can work with our camp staff and they can learn what it's like to be a camp counselor. They help our camp counselor teams as kind of a additional person to help, keep an eye on campers, lead activities. They get a certificate at the end showing the different things they've led or planned. They help us set up the day. So a couple different opportunities for kids of that age in the county who are looking for something to do, but in an area they'd be interested in.
Kind of a win-win for them. I mean, that seems like that would be great for building leadership and organizational skills and something they can carry forward into the next opportunity job, but also a win-win for the Park Authority because maybe you've got talent you can bring back for the next year.
Absolutely.
So how along that line, how hard is it to hire talent, hire kids, hire anybody for the Parks program?
Hiring has certainly gotten more difficult in the past few years. Yeah. There's all sorts of different factors going into it, but we have an incredible team on our HR human resources side that's working so many different angles to get incredible candidates in for our staff. So the trend I'm seeing the past few years is that it feels like we're having a harder time hiring, but by the time we get closer to the summer, it all works out.
Right. It's got a full crew and a full camp student body population,
that's right.
If you will. All right. Want to make sure we don't overlook the adaptive and inclusive camps. Talk to me a minute about that.
Sure. We have some camps that are specifically designed to be inclusive for customers with disabilities or campers with disabilities.
Okay.
And we do offer a couple of those during the wintertime as well. So we're moving those to year-round. So they have a lower ratio of camper to leader and have leaders who are hired who specifically have experience working with campers or kids with disabilities. So we do have some of those available. But in all of our programs, we lean towards inclusion everywhere. We do have an incredible access and inclusion team at the Park Authority who works to provide lots of different levels of support to our customers that are able to participate in a full day camp. They just might need a little bit of support.
We mentioned we are talking in early March. Summer camp registration is open. Wait list will open April 2nd, I believe you mentioned.
Correct.
We're getting close on time. As they say, the train's getting ready to pull into the station. Recap the important dates that we should know about right now as we're looking ahead.
Sure. So camp registration is currently open for spring break, spring school day out, and summer camps. So customers can go register for those anytime. On March 25th through 29th, 2024, is the Fairfax County Public Schools spring break. So if you don't have plans already, we've got some space available. Keeping in mind that there are school days out just after that on April 1st and 2nd, so you don't want to be caught off guard there. We also have a couple other school day out camp, one more in April and one in May. So those dates are available now. April 2nd, like you mentioned, our waitlist will become available. And then once we get into the beginning of June, summer camp starts rolling.
Oh, wow. Almost here.
That's right.
All right. Now the important things. How can I get more information? How can I register? Web, telephone, email.
Absolutely.
Hit all those resources.
So, all the information I can think of, we put on our website, fairfaxcounty.gov/parks, /camps. There are FAQs. We have our parent handbook that has required forms. You can search for camps. You can use our camp spreadsheet downloadable tool to search. So much information there. If you don't find what you're looking for, you can email us at camps, C-A-M-P-S, at fairfaxcounty.gov. And if you'd like to register or are having any questions about creating an account or registering for camps, you can call Fairfax County Park Authority's Registration Unit Call Center at 703-222-4664.
I always try to give the guest the final answer on the show. So 30 seconds, 45 seconds as we're wrapping it up. Tell me the main thing you want our listeners to leave knowing about Fairfax County Park Authority's camp program and why it's important for Fairfax County.
Our team works hard to provide a wide range of offerings across the entire county in a wide range of topics. And so there really is something for everyone. And although several of our camps have filled, our most popular camps are small capacity camps, we still have so much space available throughout the spring and summer that we invite people to take a look at our offerings and our tools to see if we can find something that works well for their family. You know, we get incredible feedback for our camps and for our contract partners. So we know that this is something that customers are asking us to continue to provide at this high level and expand on year after year.
Yeah.
We're offering almost 200 more camps this summer than we offered last summer.
Wow.
So we're just continuing to grow and expand where we can find space and opportunity to do that. You know, we're as inclusive as we can possibly be for customers of all abilities. And so we invite you to explore the website, learn more about that team, the Access and Inclusion team with the Park Authority that can help connect you to any support services that customers may need. And really, it's just about fun.
Right.
You know, we have such a wide range of activities. You can sign up for dance one week, chess the next, and the following week, maybe you want to learn how to, you know, put on a play. So,
or be a DJ,
right? So. You really can kind of dial into your camper's individual focus and as it changes.
Mention the DJ. That's kind of near and dear to my heart because I used to DJ in college way back when. Emily, thank you so much for being here on the podcast. Enjoyed it.
My pleasure. Nice meeting you.
And if you have questions, of course, the main place to go is fairfaxcounty.gov/parks/camps. A lot of great information there. And as Emily said, tons of camps still available for you and your kids, you as well, and your kids to take advantage of. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of the County Conversation Podcast. If you want to get more Fairfax County news, go to fairfaxcounty.gov/news, or you can call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329. That is weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Thanks for joining us again on the County Conversation Podcast, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.